Dwight will be back later, but right now we need Andrew Bentley, the man who gave us this night of the Nerdlog.
Alright, so as I said a couple months back at the December Nerdlogs, I did kind of a love letter / apology to Power Metal, which was a thing I was really into in high school. And at the end, I said, if Eric worked with me, I would get up here and I would do some of the songs I wrote when I was 15 years old. Now, I am not a musician, like either of these men here. I thought this would be something very cool to do, and then I went home and I looked at these songs. They were divided into two folders in my old, backed up files, titled Serious and Comedic. Neither name was particularly apt, but these are from the serious file. At least I consider them very serious back in 10th grade. The first song here is entitled Metal Lightning. Does anyone have a guess what that might be a super subtle metaphor for?
Jizz.
It wasn't jizz. No, that's for nuclear weapons. Megadeth was a big influence on me at the time, so probably stalled enough here. Do you remember everything?
Go ahead, man. Just okay. Give me the tempo and count it off for me.
All right. One. Slipping, sliding, cross the carpet, down the dark and hollow hall. Lock the windows, bar the doors, as we prepare for the final fall. Items scattered all around us, things that brought us joy in life. Death now is all that awaits us, cutting swiftly like a knife. Turn your head and look to the skies. Metal lightning, once our pride, now brings our demise. Guardians we built to protect us, in our own hands wrecked us. Streaking brightly through the night, bring us our last sight. Metal lightning, metal lightning. Lightning to defeat Japan and move war and save lives. So why did we not stop then? For we paid the great price. Next in Cold War, Mother Russia, stand on even as you build. Sorry, Khrushchev, cannot trust ya. You pay for attacks and innocent steel. Turn your head and look to the skies. Metal lightning, once our pride now brings our demise. Guardians we built to protect us, in our own hands to direct us. Streaking brightly through the night, bring us our last sight. Metal lightning, metal lightning, metal lightning. Yeah, that was all I wrote. I usually didn't finish my song.
That shit was awesome, right? This shit is awesome. Anyone that can rhyme Khrushchev with anything is, amazing.
Please, that was enough. All right. The second song, if that was uninformed politically, I guess this song is uninformed emotionally. But it's pretty much, I think, a perfect, lyrical encapsulation of a lot of our Zangas or... Yeah. MySpace or Live Journal was, Live Journal from that period. I didn't have one, I did shit like this instead.
Now, we should say no one has heard these except you until today,
right? Oh, yeah,
right?
Literally not a single person. You were the first people, other than Eric this afternoon, to hear these songs ever. Because I at least had the good sense not to share them with anyone. Until now. Yeah, this song is entitled Autopsy of My Soul. Which seems pretty overwrought when I probably could have just, named it. No, fuck you, Dad! But yeah. You ready, man?
Sure.
Just start this one? Okay.
Yeah, give me the count.
It starts with a pretty, pretty deep intro. So. And there's a bridge. Push them away and they just try to get inside your head. Pull them in close for comfort and watch them back away. They don't want real connection, they want you to be revealed. So their morbid curiosities can study you like a book. Keep it inside and it will only beat against your skin. Let it come out and watch as it drives them all away. They didn't really want to see what you were like inside. They only want to stare at your innards like an autopsy. Oh hey, they say what's wrong and look with sympathetic eyes. They're crocodiles, their smiles are covers, they don't empathize. Just nod their head at what you've said and get closer to you. Without a pause and go to the closet, it's time for an autopsy. Autopsy of my soul. Slice in and make the incision. Pour light into the hole. Make the cut, it's not your decision. Take off your gloves and start to make another suture. Threading right through your heart. Make the cut, it's only your future. It pains their brains to not be able to figure you out. They can't be trusted, just don't show them what you're all about. Curious lust, it surely must be satiated. Or without a pause and go to claws, it's time for an autopsy. Autopsy of my soul. Slice in and make the incision. Pour light into the hole. Cut it out, it's not your decision. Take off your gloves and start to make another suture. Threading right through your heart. Make the cut, it's only your future. Thank you. I'm aware of how much I'm blushing right now. So I'm
gonna... He's a great man.
Thank you.
Right, like if I was in high school in a band with this kid, I would be jealous of not having a songwriting ability.
So sure. I miss my time, is what you're
you
saying.
You sell them to bands now, though. You make good money. Yeah. There's a lot of shitty high school metal bands out there.
Sell them to high schoolers.
Yeah.
I don't know if any high schoolers in the area with more money than sense. Let me know.
As a high school teacher, I'd give you an A for your math.
Oh, thank you. The one thing I am still kind of proud about looking back at these, I feel like I had internal rhyme pretty much down. I was all about that. So, all right, I'm going to do one more here before I literally melt. this one was my my treatise, I guess, on unrequited love or relationships that didn't work out. But it was also, I think, written with some anger and bitterness. So
what?
Now it just seems kind of rapey. But it's also a really good example of what was going on. So. Even the name, which is Forbidden Fruit. Suspect, to say the least. All right. Ready?
Yeah. Count it.
One, two. The Phantom of the Opera had the right idea. If he couldn't have him he loved her with his whole heart. Loved her like no other. Cheating on him, no one could. so we lashed out, and so we thrashed about, and so he reached out and took what he wanted. Temptation is a beast, which is more unpleasant tame. To hear you of your sickness will leave you feeling lame. It's something that you can't excise, and you're the one to blame. It hangs there in the empty air, forbidden fruit. A little rapey, I think. You showed me how you fell. You set my spirit soaring. Soon you would smash it down again. Only to assure me we can't come together. Why even bother with me then? And so my brain stalls, beat my head against walls. Despair creeps up and crawls back into my mind now. Temptation is a beast, which is more unpleasant tame. To heal you of your sickness will leave you feeling lame. It's something that you can't excise, and you're the one to blame. It hangs there in the empty air, forbidden fruit. I just wrote 3 verses. Seems the game is over. You came out the winner, and dirty have moved on, I guess. You still have your love. It's simply from another. I'm nothing but a fucking mess. And so my mind bleeds. My heart is choked with weeds, and my spurn so pleased to save it from destruction. Temptation is a beast, which is more unpleasant tame. To heal you of your sickness will leave you feeling lame. It's something that you can't excise, and you're the one to blame. It hangs there in the empty air, forbidden fruit. Forbidden fruit.
Alright. Now that was totally worth Andrew coming up here and singing that, right? Like, that was amazing. Give it up for Andrew.
I hope that set a gold standard there.
No song has ever started with the
Phantom of the Opera.
That seems so subversive and salient.
But it's just like, totally rapey.
Yeah, so rapey. All right, thank you very much.
Yeah. All right.
And thank you very much, Eric, for having me.
My pleasure.